we know. Pastels and block colors too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous! Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, two people, including a child, have been seriously injured after a car was driven into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. 27 people had to be taken to hospital to be treated for injuries. A 53-year-old man has been arrested. Jenny Sims is from Merseyside Police.
We believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. The incident is not being treated as terrorism.
Sir Keir Starmer has thanked the emergency services for their quick response. The government is promising new apprenticeships and more training for under-21s in England as part of efforts to increase workers' skills and cut net migration. Junior doctors in England have started receiving ballots for renewed strike action. Their union says the 4% pay rise offered last week isn't enough. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, is urging talks to continue. The King will give a speech at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament later. Charles will become only the second British monarch to do so after the late Queen. And food prices are now 2.8% higher than a year ago. The British Retail Consortium says it was driven by increases in the cost of fresh produce, including steak.
Sport.
AFC Wimbledon have secured their return to League One after a three-year absence. They beat Walsall 1-0 in the League Two playoff final at Wembley. Livingston have secured their return to the Scottish Premiership after producing an impressive fight back to beat Ross County in the playoff final. They went 2-0 down in the second leg but came back to win 4-2 on the night and 5-3 on aggregate. And British tennis number one Katie Bolter enjoyed her first ever win at Roland Garros to reach round two of the French Open. She came from a set down to beat Carol Monet. Emma Raducanu also went through and will face the defending champion Iga Swiatek in the next round.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Radio X.
No doubt. Just a girl. It's Sophie Svensson in for Adam Brown today. Hope you're doing all right. Right, Chris Miles is on the way at 6:30. But on to this artist who I call a sensation. In the first 72 hours of him releasing this song, it amassed 9.5 million views online, and he's only 19 years old. When I was 19, I got sacked from my job of selling donuts on Cleethorpes Beach. This is a sensational Somber with his latest track. It's Undressed on Radio X.
The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a fine location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication.
Sunshine to you, especially if you're waking up today with grey wetness and it's back to the grind for you after a bank holiday. But fear not, though. Do you know what I've realised? There is one more bank holiday until Christmas. Right, Chris Moyles and the team are on the way. In 15 minutes, I'm going to play you some classic Kasabian and Linkin Park next.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com. SVL
Villas. It's the summer of loving long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs. 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Hello. I'm... currently out of office. An article I read recently said we're more relaxed and more productive after a good break. So, I've gone to Barbados for a month for science. Yours, Toby.
Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways Holidays take your holiday. Atoll protected.
Ever had a weird experience you just can't explain? I'm Dan Schreiber, host of the podcast We Can Be Weirdos. Each week, we uncover the mysterious experiences of our incredible guests, like Peter Andre, Sarah Pascoe, and Brian Blessed. From UFO sightings to ghostly encounters, listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shotterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand-finished, and expertly installed. Make your home Shotterly Fabulous. So don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
Making a business insurance claim can be stressful. That's why at NFU Mutual we aim to respond to all claims quickly. We work with specialists to minimise disruption so you can get back to business as quickly as possible. It's no wonder over 95% of our business customers renew with us each year. For business insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Business Insurance. NFU Mutual. Closer to your business and closer to what matters.
Get into the music. Radio X. Radio X.
Your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view.
Biggest tune of 2024, and I'm still not tired of it. Absolutely love it. Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine on Radio X, and that is it from me. Thank you so much for your company today. Have a fabulous one. Chris Moyles is standing by, and if you are returning to work today, chin up, hey, chin up. Right, I'm going to leave you with this, a bit of Pulp, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Off again. Oh, now it's 8:30. You'd be late.
I'm saying not sure. Though it makes good sense for you to live together. Still, you bought a toy that can reach the places he never goes. And now it's getting late. Do you remember?
Royal Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Chris Moyle Show, and it's Tuesday.
Yes,
another fast week. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's all going off here.
Isn't it just...
First of all, thanks very much to Sophie for the last couple of hours.
Yeah.
But we don't know where she is.
No.
Now, let me explain. Normally, every... By the way, we're live on Global Player if you want to watch. Hello. So normally what happens is we come into the studio, Radio X is on, and Adam Brown, he's a bear.
Hmm.
He's on the radio doing the early show, and he does it from our Radio X studio in Manchester. We are in the Radio X studio in London, because, you know, me and Dom like Cockneys and that.
That's it. Up the apples and pears.
So we can dial up on the desk here, the Radio X studio in Manchester, and there's Adam playing his songs and everything. And then when he's in his last song, we take control of the network.
That's it.
So that this studio is on instead of his studio. Mm-hmm. And then we crack on. And it's seamless. You don't notice it. And we can listen to the desk here, the radio studio desk, like what I'm doing now with the faders and everything. Or we can press a button and listen to... like the Radio X, as in what's coming out the speakers. Does that make sense? So there's our studio, and then there's the actual Radio X, what you're listening to. And then Phoenix, who's doing the videos, goes, hi, guys. Is there any reason why you're playing Heart through your desk?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hold on, let me press a button. And we've faded up what we think is the Radio X studio in Manchester.
Hmm.
But instead of hearing Pulp, we're hearing Heart.
Yeah, what was it?
I don't even know what song it was.
Which we don't play.
It wasn't typical Radio X fodder, was it?
So we go, oh, great. We got somebody's put the wrong button thing on my desk. So James goes to change it. So he changes it to the Radio X Manchester feed.
Mm.
And it's the same song. Now, I know because we just heard Sophie introduce Pulp.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we're meant to be playing Pulp. So he's like, this is the Radio X Manchester studio feed that we do every day. So then we go, well, where's Sophie?
Because
she's not in this studio. We assume she's in Manchester.
She is in Manchester.
So then we start looking on the cameras around the building, because this building's got like 30 radio studios in. So then Phoenix is panically trying to find out, is she in another studio? We just didn't know. So he's trying to find her in the building. We've got 20 seconds to go. So he's like, just fade up what she's playing. I'm like, I can't fade up what she's playing, because normally you can, because all the music comes out the same machine.
Oh.
So then I had to find the same song that she was playing, Pulp, and just cue it up with 20 seconds to go and try and time it. We didn't, clearly.
Yeah,
sounded like the CD, just get backwards.
That's all right, though.
So there you are. Now, do you want to hear what's going on in the Radio X Manchester studio according to our screens?
Go on, then.
Holly Buzz.
Ah. It is a tune, though, to be fair, isn't it?
I mean, it is a tune.
Yeah.
But it ain't us. So that really threw us.
So this is very strange.
Bear in mind,
everyone was very calm. I would say that.
Yeah. But if Phoenix hadn't have noticed, we would have taken... So, like, when Pulp's playing in Manchester on Radio X, you're listening to the radio, and then we take control of the network, Pulp still plays, you don't notice anything, it is seamless. But if we'd have done that without Phoenix giving us a heads up... Instead of, do you remember that... It would have just suddenly gone into Ollie Murs or whatever it was.
Well, Sophie's just text us.
Right.
I'm here in Manchester. Big love, Sophie, from Manchester. So she's in Manchester.
Is that our Sophie?
Yeah, it is.
How do you know?
Because I've just gone into the history.
She's just texting to Radio X.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We're so amateurish. The DJ on before us has just texted into the show. Not text our phones, just text into the show.
Just we're asking in. Engineering, see what's going on.
Yeah.
So you're in Manchester, so Sophie's listening. All right, well, thank you very much, Sophie. It's lovely to hear you on in the morning.
A lot of people suggesting it's Pippa's last prank.
Well, this is it.
Bit of sabotage, yeah, could be.
Now, who's on heart now? I'm hearing some fella talking. I don't even know if that's one of our stations.
I don't know what's going on exactly. It might not be. It might not
be. Oh, it's Heart Tens!
What?
It's not even Heart, it's Heart Tens.
Oh.
What's Heart Tens, Chris?
Nicked our blast.
It's Heart playing songs from the 2010s.
Right.
So you got Heart 80s, Heart 90s, Heart Noughties, and then you got Heart Tens. So between 2010 and 2020. There's a live DJ on that?
Yeah, on all the brands.
Gosh.
Pretty much from breakfast.
Heart Tens.
Heart Tens.
I guess if you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah.
There you are. So there you are. Now, is this day one for Pippa in her studio?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me just check.
So for those of you who've been away...
Yeah, it is.
Pippa, our executive producer, since we started the show, has now left. It was our last show on Friday.
Yeah.
And we had a big goodbye. And it was the weirdest goodbye ever. Because Pippa's worked on the Chris Moyle show at the old place at Radio 1. And then I left. And then I was coming here. So I poached her to come and run the show here.
Hmm.
9.5 years of us here. She couldn't even do the full 10. So disloyal. And then she's left the show. She's left our show.
Yeah.
And Friday, we had to say goodbye. Now, it was really weird because one of the things that I had to do was I had to leg it on Friday after the show.
Hmm.
So there was no party, there was no drinks, there was no gathering. James wasn't here because he was in Thailand.
He was in Thailand, yeah.
You had to go.
Yeah.
So it was a really weird thing because it felt like, all the best, bye. But also, we're going to see her today because she's still working in the same building.
Yeah.
She's just on the fourth floor instead of the third floor.
Is she literally in the studio above us?
No, she's down that end.
Isn't she?
Yeah. So she's up the stairs and down the corridor.
That's it.
And so we'll see her.
Oh, yeah.
Today, right? Which is brilliant. But it's weird because she's saying goodbye to somebody on Friday going, this is really weird and emotional, but I'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And also, we haven't had, just because of timings, we haven't had, like, leaving drinks for Pippa.
No, we haven't.
We haven't gone for a big boozy team lunch.
No.
We've not done any of that. So we've still got all that to do. In fact, we haven't even organised it. So on Friday, I said, we've got to talk next week about your, like, having a lunch and leaving drinks. And she's like, yeah, great, okay. Okay, bye. Have a great weekend. See you Tuesday.
Yeah.
So the woman who's just left.
I still printed a copy for her.
Yeah, I switched the microphone on twice so far. It's like out of habit.
It's going to take some getting used to for us, is it?
Yeah.
So Phoenix is in doing the videos. Morning, Phoenix.
Morning.
Thanks for saving us. It's Captain Crapbeard in his little box.
Hello.
He was on a stag weekend.
Oh, of course you were.
I think mentally I'm still there.
I want to say Croatia.
It was Croatia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Was it lovely? And was it lovely and warm as well?
It was lovely and warm, and it was very relaxed. What a relaxed weekend I had.
And were you the stag king, clown, prince, whatever you want to call yourself?
Lout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he's on the list because he's fun on a stag too.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah.
And that's a quote directly from Captain about himself.
Yeah. Did I say this exactly?
Yeah.
Probably.
You said, I'm fun on a stag.
I think I am fun on a stag, though.
Yeah,
you are. Did you lap dance anyone?
Now, did I?
Did you make this noise?
There was so much.
Jeepers. Well, welcome.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. He can't be tired because he probably got back about 2 o'clock yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
What time did you get back?
Yeah, my flight was at... flight was at, 10? So I got home, about 2:30.
Well, that's a good guess, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, great guess.
Yeah, because I checked with his flatmate.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Oh, well, I thought that was a bit spot on.
Yeah.
You followed me all the way home?
I basically just checked with Callum and went... Is he all right? And he went, he should be, because we got back at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Right,
no. So he should be fine.
Three rings when you get it back.
Yeah. Because that was a flying trip. So you went Saturday.
Yeah, we got there at about 7:30 Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And then you're on a, what, a 10 o'clock flight Monday morning?
Yeah.
Oh, my. So you had Saturday night and Sunday?
Yeah, didn't even have 48 hours there.
Well, that's good for stag. That's good. Parachute in. Join it.
Cause chaos.
Chaos. Leave. And then get out.
Yeah.
How long's the flight? I've never been.
It was 2.5 hours.
Okay. All right. That's doable.
Oh, it was so doable. It was a great way to do it. Get there late and leave there early.
Tiff was in Ibiza this weekend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Having a lovely time while I was working.
Yeah.
Dry. Oh, my God, my weekend. I'll tell you about that in a minute. And they were getting ready to get on the plane to come home.
Mm.
And then there's a problem with the aircraft.
Ugh.
And it's like, depending on if you're scared of flying or not, it's a problem with the aircraft that you'd welcome, because you're like, oh, what's wrong with the aircraft? What's wrong with the aircraft? And it's nothing to do with the engines.
Right,
it's nothing to do with the plane flying.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But however, it's a massive problem. There's no aircon.
Oh, okay. See, that is quite huge, actually.
Now, you know what it's like when you get on a plane sometimes and you're like, it's a bit warm in here. It's a bit warm in here. Yeah. And then they come and they go, oh, yeah, we haven't switched on the things yet. We will, and, you know.
Yeah.
And you go, okay. Cool, it's warm. So you imagine a couple of hours of that. So they don't fly without it.
I picked Finn up from Heathrow on Friday. He had a 5-hour delay coming back from Canada.
# compensation.
Compo.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you should be looking at
compo. There's no guess. There's defo. But illegals.
There was a problem with the plane, and they were fixing the hydraulics. Now, that sounds important for an aeroplane.
Yeah, but you never know what that means. That could be the bit that gets your food on board.
It could be. It could be anything. But there were lots of nervous passengers, apparently. Finn was like, I don't care. Just
flaps.
Get on, have
sorry?
A sleep.
Could be for the flaps.
Could be for the flaps. Don't know. But, yeah, so he had his sleep anyway, but he wasn't worried. But everyone else.
How long was that flight?
8.5 hours?
Yeah.
Something like that, is it?
I think.
So he actually said he was in the airport for longer than he was in the air. Because he had a 5-hour flight and got to the airport 3 hours before.
He'll get compensation for that.
Yes, he should look into that. You're right.
100% he should look into it.
Yes. Well, I'm still waiting.
I think it's £10,000 and your own plane.
Is that what it is now?
Something. James,
you know, they really
James, do you know anyone now who'd be able to tell you what that is?
Chelsea.
Chelsea will be.
Oh, good.
If Chelsea wasn't handcuffed now.
No, yeah. Chelsea is not handcuffed
now. Oh, good.
He should be able to text.
Oh, I'll tell him he can get some compensation.
If you missed Friday's show, you also missed a live transmission from Thailand with James Robinson whilst Chelsea was urinating into the swimmer pool behind
him. We didn't expect to see
and
that,
and it was a hell of a skill.
Wasn't it, Joe?
That woman got aim.
Her range. Her range is incredible.
Yeah.
It's what I imagine Captain would have been like after that stag weekend.
Yeah.
Constant.
How was Thailand?
Oh, it's just great. It's just a really fun place. You'd love it.
Does everybody speak English?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone, no, but
right.
you can get by very easily.
Fine.
There's certain places I've gone where I've struggled.
How many hours away is it?
Well, I broke it up with 2 flights. It was a 6.5.
Right.
And then a 6.5.
Oh, it's too far for me.
6.5, 6.5. So where did you stop?
Doha. One of the best airports in the world.
Really?
Yeah. It is. It was first last year. It's second at the minute.
You and I have very different, a very different checklist for going on holiday.
It's one of the best airports in the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, but you always fly nice. Like, you can have a little nap.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
I'm fly business. I'll hold my hand up, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I like... Because it's really simple. If they did lie flat beds at the back of the plane, I would be on one of them.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I take my little magic tablet.
Yes.
And I have pee-pee-pee-pee sleepy time.
You don't have pee-pee sleepy time.
There's no point in me flying first class. Absolutely no point, because I would get in there, would like some water. Yes, please, because I'm going to take this magic tablet and I'm going to be asleep for the whole flight.
Yeah.
So there's no point in me flying in first class.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that it is eye-wateringly expensive.
Oh, incredibly expensive.
So I fly business because the seat goes down into a bed.
Yeah.
And I'm asleep.
Great.
If the seats at the back of the plane went down into a bed, I'd sit at the back of the plane.
Isn't it
fun? Of course I wouldn't. I'm Chris Moyles, but I'm still playing that card.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun, though?
What?
Get on a plane, you can watch movies.
But if I'm going for a certain amount of time, I'm popping a pill.
Are you?
Yeah, because I get too nervous in turbulence, which is why I hate, like, long, short-haul flights, if that matters. I'd rather fly 7 hours
than four.
I think it's wonderful. I have to say, I was in business on the way there.
There you go. See?
Cheap holiday expert.
Yeah.
It was a reasonable price.
It's very lucrative being the cheap holiday expert's partner.
Well, we didn't fly from London because it was too expensive.
So where did you go from this time?
Oslo.
So you flew to Oslo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then flew from Oslo to Doha.
Yeah.
And then Doha to...
Yeah.
Where were you? Thailand.
Bangkok.
Yeah. It's never not funny.
It was wonderful. So worth it, going to Oslo. And a chilled night there.
Oh, you had a night in Oslo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. If you're going to make a bit of a night of it.
That's nice.
And then get on your plane.
Is that where Toby's mum lives?
Yes, it is. Like,
yeah. She moved off the plane.
Captain could have told you where the key to her apartment was.
Oh, we could have stayed there.
Did you pop in and say hi?
I didn't see Ingrid, no.
No.
But yeah.
That's you could have slept in the same bed that Captain slept in, which is Toby's mum's bed.
Toby's mum's.
All of this is true.
Your
ex. It is.
Yeah, it is true.
So, yeah.
Ooh-ha. Oh, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Oh, wonderful.
Come on then, where are the gifts?
Oh, don't do this.
Do you want to do it now?
Let's do it now.
I always buy gifts and I never end up using them. And the one time I did buy them.
What? We always do gifts, don't we?
Always do gifts. Especially if we're going somewhere. What?
The last three times I've gone away, I bought stuff and then I didn't use it.
Oh, you got them though, haven't you?
Have I got anything?
He's got them, look.
I have, have I got my first class?
What?
Business class.
So hold on, did you say first class?
No, I wasn't first class.
Did you fly first class?
No.
At any point?
No.
Liar.
I flew very, very nice, though. I caused a bit of...
Or was it business plus plus?
Yeah. Is that about 800 quid? Go there. So it was in two flights. Business.
But including Oslo?
No, that was separate.
Right.
Our money bags, look at it.
Yeah, still a lot of money, James.
I caused a bit of chaos on it, so I don't think I'll be invited back.
On the aeroplane itself?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you do?
Well... You know, this, on some airlines, they give you pyjamas.
Yeah.
Oh, you put them on over your head thinking you're funny and ran up and down the aisle.
I wanted to have a nap.
Yeah.
So I put my pyjamas on.
Yeah.
And had a lovely, maybe like a couple of hours sleep.
Lovely.
I'd had a couple of gins.
Oh.
Woke up, had a couple more gins.
Oh.
And then the pilot comes on and does the thing, we're going to start our descent shortly.
Oh.
They're going to close the bathrooms and stuff if you can get ready.
Mm.
So you have to make your seat, which has gone from a bed back into the seat.
Yeah, which is one button.
Yeah, it's fine. So I was going to take my pyjamas off, whatever, and put my clothes back on.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm looking around and I'm like, where are my jeans gone? So I can't find them anywhere. So I'm looking around, I pick up my T-shirts. And
so this is, you're still at your seat?
I'm still at my seat. I'm like, Chelsea, have you got my jeans? She's like, no, where have you got to put the... So you like, have to put the seat down again because sometimes it can go underneath the flap thing.
Right.
So I'm like, looking everywhere. He's such a
business class amateur.
First world problem.
I'm going to have to teach you how to fly business class.
So there's like loads of like compartments everywhere and I'm like, maybe I stuffed them in there. Where are they? So I'm like pulling like blankets out.
Here's what you do. It's really simple, right? Right?
I've lost my jeans.
You bring your stuff to sleep in, right? You got your clothes you're wearing and you get to your seat, right?
Yeah.
Then out your bag, you take out your pyjamas, T-shirt, shorts, whatever it is that you sleep in. Mm. I get really warm like when I sleep.
Yeah.
Right? So I can't sleep in my jeans and my T-shirt. I had to put on some like very light sweatpants or something or whatever. And I take my things and I go out the bathroom and I put them on and then the clothes I've taken off, jeans, T-shirt, socks, whatever.
Where'd you put them?
I fold them up.
Yeah.
And then I'd come out of the bathroom and I'd walk back to my chair and I open my overhead locker and get this is madness.
Mm.
This will blow your mind. I put them in the overhead locker.
You stick them in the locker.
I put them in my bag that I brought on the plane and then put that in the overhead locker.
Oh, yeah.
So when I wake up, guess where my clothes are?
Where I put the thing. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where? Okay. So are you bottomless at this point?
I still got my
underpants on.
No,
your wife fronts on.
I still got my pajama bottoms on.
Right.
I got my.
Now, are you wearing your Y fronts?
Yeah.
And your pajama bottoms?
Yeah.
Sometimes I go commando.
Do you?
Yeah, because I got
they're
too
very
hot.
Loose and slack. I didn't trust them that anything might happen. You know, it's like you turn over and you. Anyway.
And this is business, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of airlines only give you pajamas if you're first class, by the way.
I know, it was a good one. Then I was like, well, maybe I left them hung up in the toilet. But this was several hours ago.
Oh.
So I went back to the bathroom and I was like, oh, they're not in here. And at this point, the cabin crew had noticed I was
looking for something. Oh,
so
no.
It's like, hello, sir, can I help? I was like,
I've lost my trousers.
I've lost my jeans. I think someone's stolen my jeans. And I was like, it doesn't seem like a very business thing to do.
No.
And then I was like, people don't really steal jeans. I mean, I stole your jeans once.
And did you?
Yeah, I thought it was a prank.
Yes.
Back on me.
Yeah. So anyway, go on. Where were they?
Where were they?
So, well...
They didn't have them?
I'd invented the theft because I was holding them in my hand the whole time.
So as you're talking to the cabin crew...
Yeah.
Your jeans are under your arm, but and you're saying, I've lost my jeans.
Oh, no. How much gin did you have, James?
So I didn't notice, so I go into the...
Surrounded by alcoholic numbskulls.
Yeah. All of the crew start looking for them, and I go back in another toilet, and I look in the mirror, and I go, oh, I wasn't actually wearing jeans, they're chinos, and they're in my hand.
So, oh, my God.
So how much did you drink?
So I put them back on, and just walk out and go, I found them.
I found them. I was holding them for 4 hours.
Found them, and they're like, oh, great, where were they? And they're like, oh, they were, yeah, I found you.
Yeah,
them.
Bye.
Oh, that's great. So, how, oh, dear.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be invited back.
No.
You're the weird chinos man.
Yeah. But it was fun. I recommend it.
I've never been.
Yeah.
What do you do, though? Because you can't sit in the sun or anything, can you?
No.
You just drink.
I would, yeah. I went up to a place called Chiang Mai, North Thailand. Yeah.
Chiang Mai.
That's where my daughter's just been.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Cheap food, cheap beer, but it's brilliant. Excellent. And then we went down south to an island called Koh Lanta, which is like beautiful and a bit more green. And it's a bit more, you'd like it, it's a bit more White Lotus. Like,
I've never seen White Lotus.
Nice resorts.
Is it?
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's very affordable. Off season.
Yeah.
So it's rainy now, but it was still pretty good.
It sounds amazing. I'd love to do it.
Spicy food. You got to be careful.
I stayed in a hotel at the weekend that had two pools. One indoor, one outdoor.
Oh, get you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you use the outdoor pool this weekend?
No, I did not.
No.
Friday was lovely. And then obviously I came back to London and did the Saturday show and then went back again. And then the Saturday was a bit windy and cloudy.
Yeah.
And then Sunday... So I've added up what my mileage from this weekend was about 814 miles that I drove.
Whoa.
The majority of it.
That's not good.
And I had the most random weekend of gigs I've had so far.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant.
Was it?
Yeah.
Great.
Friday night in St. Austell in Carline Bay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice there.
That's beautiful.
Really lovely. Yeah.
St. Austell's lovely.
It was me. Oh, it was a singer first called Daisy. I think her name was. It's in my phone somewhere. So when I got there, there was like a female singer on the stage. Daisy Clark, her name was.
Daisy Clark. Okay.
And then it was me doing me bang bang. Under the air music.
Yeah.
And then scouting for girls.
Oh, great.
You know, with Roy.
Yeah, with Roy. Always good life, scouting for girls.
They were brilliant.
They've got so many hits. You forget
so
how many
hits.
Yeah.
And the crowd loved it. And then Saturday night, I was in Exeter.
Mm-hmm.
Powderham Castle.
Yeah.
On probably the weirdest lineup. I've ever been on.
Oh, yes.
Bearing in mind that the next day was Music in the Park in Leyland, which was, in no particular order, me, Hue and Cry.
Yes.
Roland Giff from the Finding Cannibals.
Johnny.
One of the band Five Star.
Mm-hmm.
Rosala. Bewitched. Chesney Hawks.
Yeah.
And Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats.
Whoa.
By the way, Bewitched were on before the Boomtown Rats, and we could only put that down to whoever did the lineup must have gone... Well, they're Irish.
Yeah.
And they're Irish. They both put them on together.
They're both big with a B. Just shove them on together.
Now, I thought that was a random lineup.
Until
Saturday night, and I had to take a screen grab of the lineup.
Mm.
So it was the Johnny Cash Experience.
Oh, great.
Which was a Johnny Cash tribute act.
Great.
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love Johnny Cash.
So you've got... I roll on the burning fire.
Yeah.
Burn, fire. Then you got me playing a Rockefeller Skank by Fatboy Slim.
Yeah.
And then Dizzy Rascal.
Oi! Great.
So, literally from I put on the burning ring of fire to an hour and 10 minutes later going, my name is Dizzy Beeping Rascal. Put your beeping hands up.
That's great. How was he? Was he?
Who? Which one?
Dizzy. Did you have a chat with him?
Yeah.
Great.
He is great. I've seen him in years.
I've seen him.
On great form. I'm brilliant.
Good.
I never met Johnny Cash, but let me tell you, he was brilliant.
Yeah. I love all that.
They were brilliant. And you know, when you're kind of backstage, like all the music is kind of got that echo to it. So it's like, so everything backstage sounds like, instead of that, it's kind of got that feel to it. So when you're backstage, it sounds like Johnny Cash is on stage.
Yeah. That's so cool.
I had a great time. Oh, and yesterday I was in, was it yesterday? Sunday, I was in my element, hanging out with Hugh and Cry.
Oh, great.
And I talked to everybody. Hugh and Cry, Roland Gift from Finding Cannibals, Chesney Hawks was there. And then I got to see Bobby Boomtown, Sir Bob Geldof.
Brilliant.
Had a good chat with him, chatting with some of the other members of the Boomtown Rats and sat and watched them.
Great.
Oh, I had the best time. It's brilliant. Loved it. I was like a competition winner.
And that's a hell of a lineup, isn't it? Did you meet... Now, who was the one from Five Star? Was it Denise?
Denise?
Yeah.
I did.
I had a chat with Denise.
I saw Denise and her nephew.
Oh, okay. Hey! Did he tell her that joke?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you should have.
And on that bombshell, we're switching the cameras off. We'll continue all the way through. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. The Chris Miles Radio. I told you, we don't need Pippa.
No, the Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Ah, summer's calling. The gentle hum of bees, the happy chirp of crickets, and the powerful buzz of a battery-powered steel lawnmower. At Screwfix, you can get more garden power from steel. Right now, we've fantastic prices across the entire steel professional garden tool range. Blast away grime with a powerful pressure washer. Tackle those hedges with a mighty hedge trimmer. And tame those lawns with a robust battery-powered mower. Shop our biggest ever steel range on the app, online or in-store at Screwfix.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Portage Park.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls outrageously profane with a beautiful heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Radio X.
News update next.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, four children are amongst 27 people in hospital after a car was driven into crowds during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. About 20 other people were treated in the city centre last night. It's not being treated as terrorism. An arrest has been made. Jenny Sims from Merseyside Police gave an update last night.
As the parade was drawing to a close, we received reports that a car had been in a collision with a number of pedestrians on Water Street in Liverpool city centre. The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested.
Police say they are not looking for anybody else. Chelsea Ewan says she narrowly escaped being injured herself.
We heard beeping and screaming, and when we looked up, there was a black people carrier driving straight towards us, and me and my friend jumped out the way and pulled our little girl out the way.
Sir Keir Starmer has praised the bravery shown by the emergency services. We'll have more on this story throughout the morning on Radio X. In other news, ministers are promising 120,000 new apprenticeship and training opportunities for young adults in England. It's all part of efforts.